a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
You're listening to The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580-CFRA.
Good morning, I'm Dahlia. All right, so up on 580-CFRA's Facebook page, I've asked you this question. Who do you feel is the greatest Canadian of all time? Yes, there's a picture of Terry Fox with that. Am I insinuating something? Well, he is definitely one of the greatest Canadians of all time. I would say, yes, he is the greatest Canadian of all time. What do you have to say? You could tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz, join the conversation on 580CFRA's Facebook page. Now, I am about to play for you a conversation I had with Terry Fox's brother, Fred. Fred Fox came and sat down with me earlier this week because he's going to be in at the other side of the country for the Terry Fox run right now. So he had to be there today. But little did I know, just before we play this conversation for you, little did I know when I learned about Terry Fox as a kid in school that years later I would reach out to a stranger to connect with a friend dying of cancer, Matt Cook. He was bound for the Paralympics on the sledge hockey team, and I'd written a story about him because he had the same cancer as Terry, diagnosed at the same age in the same leg, osteosarcoma. The whole story was very similar. And Matt wanted to leave a legacy, not like Terry's, but in that honor, because he admired Terry Fox so much. And so after I wrote this article, I wanted to make sure somehow to connect Matt because he had terminal cancer and he didn't have much time left. And I wanted to connect him with Fred, at least a part of the Fox family. And I didn't know Fred at this point. And so I reached out to him, and it was maybe less than an hour before I heard back after leaving a message for him. And little did I know that the connection between Matt and Fred would be made. And little did I know that years after that, almost a decade, Fred Fox and I would remain connected. And that a civic holiday in Manitoba, back when I was living there, I put out this campaign to help rename it Terry Fox Day because Terry Fox was a Winnipeg boy. It ended up being renamed Terry Fox Day. Terry Fox has had so many points of connection in my life and in your life and across the country and even around the world. And that's why it's important to continue honoring this legacy, because he connects us in a way that's way more than raising awareness for cancer. It's raising our levels of connectivity, and it's heightening our sense of inspiration. And so Fred visited me again this week, and we had a conversation about Terry Fox Run Day, yes. But we also shared some stories. He also shared some stories about Terry that I'm sure you don't know. So here's that conversation on this Terry Fox Day between Fred Fox and me. I imagine that every city and town across Canada has something special to you. I mean, Terry Fox is original Marathon of Hope, that was 1980, but there was a turning point when he hit Ontario, and then Ottawa, things began to get really crazy, and now here you are back in Ottawa, but this is after going through the whole country, so there's all these really special places and moments to you in each city, I imagine.
Yeah, of course, you know, St. John's, Newfoundland is very important. Coming to Ottawa, I mean, you know, it was just a few days before Terry arrived in Ottawa on July 1st, Canada, the day that he hit the Ontario border. So it's an important point in Terry. And Terry looked at those kind of things. They were all goals for his, you know, things that he reached out to. And then Toronto, of course, is very important. When I saw Terry in Wawa, Ontario, that area is kind of important to me because I reflect back to that all the time. Winnipeg, you know, Terry Fox runs in Winnipeg. Terry never reached there, and that was a big disappointment for Terry. But because people were ready for him, the volunteers there were ready for Terry to arrive. And then of course, home, Port Coquitlam is really important. Victoria, Vancouver Island, where Terry would have finished, in Port Renfrew. So there's different points right across the country, and wherever I visited, where I meet supporters and cancer survivors, there's always a special memory in a lot of different communities.
You see our country through such different eyes. You see it through, you know, I'd almost say rose-colored glasses, but I mean, it's like Terry-colored glasses, because you see how his, you know, this ordinary guy who didn't have these extraordinary abilities did something beyond extraordinary that's continuing, that's touching people beyond the whole idea of, yes, we want to find all of this money and research and increase awareness and raise funds for innovative research for cancer and to eradicate it. But I think the other side of the Terry Fox run and the marathon of hope that really captures Canadians and has taken them through all these years is this ordinary guy who did something beyond extraordinary, and how it's been able to connect with people throughout the years and generations.
And I think that's the attraction to Terry, and it was from day one when he, the first speech that he made, maybe somewhere in Newfoundland, maybe in St. John's, maybe further down the road. And then, you know, later as he got to Toronto, Terry, the characteristics, the values that Terry believed in, Terry made it really clear that this wasn't the Terry Fox Marathon of Hope. It was a marathon of hope. It was about giving people hope, and it wasn't about Terry becoming rich and famous afterwards. And I think that's still today the thing that resonates with Canadians and now people around the world, and even young kids get it. I've the last few days I've had an opportunity to visit schools down in Kingston, and kids love Terry Fox. Terry is a great person for, you know, for lessons about never giving up and working as hard as you can. That Terry wasn't the biggest, wasn't the best student in class, but through a little bit of hard work and determination, you know, almost anything is possible.
Speaking of almost anything, we'll get to that in 1 second if you're just joining us. Fred Fox is here, Terry Fox's brother, who is helping Canada to carry on this Marathon of Hope, which is really international at this point. But back home, Barrie, Ontario, 94-year-old, you already know, as soon as I said that, 94-year-old Will Dwyer, unbelievable, $1 million. He's battling cancer himself. Cancer has touched his life. He has a story of, you know, family that was like Terry Fox to him, and to have this 94-year-old man just hit the $1 million mark.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I've met Will a couple of times. The first time was about in 2010, actually in Barrie at City Hall. They had a meet and greet. I actually met his son a couple of days ago, one of his sons in Kingston. And Will's an amazing guy, a Second World War vet, and has had cancer, inspired by Terry in 1980, saw Terry, raises monies, grassroots. The Terry Fox Foundation is all about grassroots fundraising, and that's what Will does. And the first time I met Will, I'm embarrassed to talk about this, but the first time I met Will at the City Hall in Barrie, he came up to me right away and said, "Hi, Fred, I'm Will Dwyer. Will you sponsor me?" And I said, "Well, I don't have carry any money with me. All I have is my debit card. Put me down for $20. So, and I'll send it to you." And so, of course, busy life. You get home, back home to BC, you forget. The next time I saw Will 3 years later, the first thing he said, without even saying hi to me first, he says, "You still owe me $20. So he's very passionate and committed and dedicated.
He's got the memory of an elephant.
And for him to reach $1 million, he alone is... impacted so many lives just by the money that he's raised.
And to see that Terry Fox was able to bring this out of people and to help showcase people like Will, and help showcase everybody from 94 right down to the schools, and schools not just in Canada, but schools around the world. This generates more than half of what you raise at the Terry Fox Foundation.
Yeah, the schools, 9,000 schools in Canada, over 4,000, about 4,500, I think, in Ontario. So, and then more around the world. But, and we've got a captive audience there when the kids are there, and they learn about Terry. They're inspired by Terry. I've said this before. Terry never gets older. He's always that 21-year-old kid that's been running across Canada. He's close to these kids' age, especially if they're in high school, and I think they can relate. So it's amazing. I think the schools raise in Canada about between 55 and 60% of the funds raised for cancer research in Canada through the Terry Fox Foundation. And it's amazing what they do. And it's cool because these kids, new generations, not born when Terry was running, but they'll be the ones that will pass this on to their children in the future.
Will they learn about Terry before they learn about the provinces, before they learn about math, they learn about anything? He's part of the Canadian identity. And more when I've traveled to the U.S. or I've traveled overseas, people know who Terry Fox is, believe it or not. Yes, he's had a big impact on my life. Mm-hmm. And that's how we connected through Matt Cook, who was very much inspired by Terry and wanted to leave a legacy in that honor. And so, of course, these people who touch you, you bring them up in conversation because they become a part of you. Terry Fox is a part of the Canadian identity. And when I go away, it is fascinating to me how I used to say to people, do you know Terry Fox? And now I can dive into conversations knowing that for the most part, yes, people know Terry Fox in the United States and in other countries too.
It was cool this morning. We did a TV interview this morning, and I had a radio interview I called in, and then we went walked over to a coffee shop here in the market, and there was a group of Terry Fox volunteers from the run here in Ottawa, and fundraisers and all of that. So we were there about an hour and just sharing stories and all of that, and everybody else had to head off to work, but there was still a group of us, and we walked over to that Ottawa sign here in the market and took a picture, and there's other tourists around taking pictures, and we needed somebody to take a picture with somebody's phone for us, and so it passed it on, and this young guy was from Peru, and he saw the Terry Fox t-shirts but didn't know about Terry Fox, and he was only going to be in Ottawa today. He was heading eventually into British Columbia over the next 2 weeks, and so he was very interested to find out who Terry Fox was and all of that, and I don't know where he was going to be, maybe in Banff or Calgary this weekend, and he was going to see if he could get to a Terry Fox run. So,
well, the Terry Fox run is happening today. If you're just joining us, I'm Dahlia, this is The Goods, and Fred Fox, Terry Fox's brother, is here with us right now. Now, through the years, we've had different conversations about Terry, and you've shared the memorabilia that you have from him. You've shared some stories you have from him. What was Terry's favorite song? Do you remember that?
You know what? We listened to a lot of different music. And like we grew up in the 70s, mid-70s, early 70s. So I would embarrass Terry to tell him this, but he loved... Oh, he would not like me, but he loved Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack.
Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack.
Yeah, and we listened to a lot of Guess Who, being from Winnipeg as well. And so there was a lot of Guess Who songs that Terry really loved a lot. But I remember that. I think that might have been his first 45 to ever buy.
Oh, we're going to be sure to go out of this segment with Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack. All right, well, how about this? If you could ask Terry one question right now, other than telling him not to be angry at you for sharing that. But if you could ask him one question right now, if you wanted to discover one thing from him, what would it be?
Wow. I would probably ask him what he thinks that's happened over the, you know, how does he feel? And I think I know the answer to that already, but, what does he think about how his family has done, and especially his nieces and nephews that never got a chance to meet him, because this weekend is going to be an amazing thing, and sorry for getting emotional, but for the first time, five of Terry's nieces and nephews will be across this country visiting Terry Fox runs in different cities across Canada. My son, Terrence, will be in St. John's. My daughter, oldest daughter, Kirsten, will be in New Brunswick, and my youngest will be in Winnipeg, where we were born. And Judy's daughter will be in, oldest daughter will be in Halifax, and Daryl's daughter will be in Toronto. And it's an amazing thing. our parents aren't here any longer, and we want our children to get more involved and do what grandma did. And I hope Terry is so proud of his nieces and nephews.
To live with the name Terrence Fox.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you're all Foxes and you're all family and there's inspiration and all that. That's a big name to carry around for someone.
You know, you don't know that it wasn't easy to name Terrence. He's an oldest grandchild of my mom and dad as well. And, and he was only born 2 years after Terry passed away. So it wasn't, my wife really wanted to name him after Terry, and it's kind of funny because this weekend I'm going to be participating in the Terry Fox Run in Lethbridge, where our Uncle Terry lives, who my dad's brother lives in Lethbridge, and Terry was named after him. So one Terry will be in Lethbridge participating, and another Terry Terrence will be in. We've never called Terry Terrence Terry unless what he's been called at playing sports, but Terrence will be in St. John's, Newfoundland.
So I know that the ultimate goal is that you don't have to have the Terry Fox Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's your ultimate, that's your dream goal. Even without the money, even if you didn't raise one more dollar, I think that what the Terry Fox Foundation does beyond money is it raises spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects Canadians.
Yes.
In a very different way.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. Last question for
mm-hmm.
you, Fred Fox. If you knew that Terry could drop by tomorrow and you can spend a day with him, what would your ideal day with Terry be like?
You know, we'd be doing some kind of a sports activity, honestly. We would probably get out in the golf course. We'd go for, because Terry and I love to ride bikes. When we were teenagers, we talked about cycling from home in Port Coquitlam to Winnipeg because that's where family was, and maybe we'd go for a long bike ride. I was able to do that in 2003, but it would be something, some activity. We'd play golf, go to the football field and throw the football field ball around. We'd do something related to that. That would be the ultimate because that's what we did as kids all the time.
Would you ask him for that money back that you loaned him for your mom's Christmas gift so many years ago?
No, but I wouldn't. And I might have still told him that he could, you know, I might have given him more now that after knowing what he had bought mom, and maybe he could have bought her more than a paper basket, so like a little garbage can.
I bet that she kept that though.
Oh, it is. It's still part of our family. Yeah.
All of those little things that people would typically just take for granted, I bet, have become. I mean, just remembering back when we went through the Terry Fox Running to the Heart of Canada exhibit,
yeah,
and looking through all of those little things. And I never knew Terry, but it made you feel like you knew him and
mm-hmm.
you felt more connected and you saw those little things. So for you, I imagine those little things are really big things.
They are. And it's all important. And it's kind of I don't include the physical memorabilia things in my presentation when I'm at schools, but I include photographs in a PowerPoint presentation to the students of Terry and I growing up and being little kids, and and the stages of our growing up and all the way up into the Marathon of Hope with photos I would have been taking. And I hear that all the time from not only the students, but the parents that are there in the audience or the teachers, and say that it's so good because you're making that connection back to Terry, that these kids, they learn about Terry. He's a Canadian hero. He's somebody they're inspired by, but they forget that he had a family and he was just like one of them when he was growing up.
Fred Fox, I love that even though a couple of years back you said to me that you hope that the Terry Fox Foundation just ceases to exist because we don't need it, I like that even if we don't need it for the same reasons, that
mm-hmm.
it's not going to cease to exist. I like
yes.
to hear that we'll just find a new place for it because it connects Canadians, dare I say, better than hockey. Whoa. fighting words. Thank you so much
for taking
your time
again
to join us today. That was my conversation with Fred Fox when he sat down to share some stories. The last time I sat down with Fred's family was with the whole family. It was the first time they ever appeared together. His brother Daryl, little sister Judy. And when he talks about, you know, people forget that Terry had a family, it was such a moment to have his family there, all of them together for the first time, because Judy was just, what does she remember from anything that happened? So she's learning about Terry almost the same way that you are as the baby sister. How about that? I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. Who do you feel is the greatest Canadian of all time? Of all time. Tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz. Join the conversation on Facebook. It is Terry Fox Day. And this was Terry Fox's favorite song, Killing Me Softly, Roberta Flack. Nothing to be ashamed of. Kind of getting into the groove now, too. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. More on 580 CFRA next. With his fingers, singing my life.